With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. The season of Lent, which began on Ash Wednesday, is a period of preparation before Easter, commemorating the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert before beginning his public ministry. The sacred music of the season tends to be introspective and reflective, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll begin the six-week journey with music by Monteverdi, Whitlock, Ferrant, Rutter, and others. We'll begin with one of my favorite hymns for Lent, which summarizes Christ's incarnation, ministry, passion, and resurrection. Based on a 15th-century text by Thomas a Kempis, O Love, How Deep, How Broad, How High, incorporates the 15th-century tune The Agincourt Carol. It's performed here by musicians from St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington, led by Jeffrey Smith. Bruce Neswick plays the organ.
Thank you.
Love, How Deep, How Broad, How High was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington. Jeffrey Smith conducted. Richard Ferrant was a gentleman of the Chapel Royal in the mid-16th century, and though very little of his music survives, his brief anthem, Hide Not Thou Thy Face, continues to find a place in the repertoire of many choirs and has lost none of its appeal. The Cambridge Singers are led by John Rutter. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers in the motet Hide Not Thou Thy Face by Richard Ferrant, recorded in the amazing acoustic of the Lady Chapel at Ely Cathedral. Though he lived for a brief 43 years, Percy Whitlock contributed some wonderful and thoroughly English choral and organ music to the repertoire. A student of Vaughan Williams, in 1930 he composed a set of three introits, including our next selection. Be Still, My Soul sets a text by W.D. McLagan, Archbishop of York, from 1891 to 1909. Dale Ottoman leads the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills.
Thank you.
Be Still My Soul by Percy Whitlock was sung by the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. Dale Ottleman conducted and Craig Phillips played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Psalm 39 is the basis for our next selection, Maurice Greene's anthem, Lord, Let Me Know Mine End. The opening ground bass mirrors the somber text, but gives way to a lovely treble duet in the central section before returning to the full chorus for the concluding section. We'll hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, led by Andrew Carwood. Treble soloists are Nathaniel Morley and Leo Greenlees.
Thank you.
Andrew Carwood led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in Lord, Let Me Know Mine End by Maurice Greene, a somewhat overlooked contemporary and compatriot of Handel. English organ music of the 20th century is next, as we hear a beautiful elegy composed by Harold Dark. As with much music of its type, it crescendos from very soft registrations to full organ, and then just as smoothly melts away to pianissimo. It's well suited to a recent American instrument built by the C.B. Fisk firm for Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville, played here by Murray Forbes Somerville. Elegy by Harold Dark was performed by Murray Forbes Somerville on the organ at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Not as much is known of the composer Domenico Scarlatti as that of his contemporaries Bach, Handel, and Vivaldi. Though we do know more about his keyboard compositions, perhaps, we tend to be less familiar with his choral works, which exhibit a more restrained character than his keyboard works. This is in keeping, perhaps, with the style of Palestrina, which remained the foundation of the accepted church style. Scarlatti's Miserere is a complete setting of Psalm 51 and presents 20 verses plus a Gloria Patri alternating between plain chant and contrapuntal writing. The Western Washington University Concert Choir performs, led by conductor Robert Scandrett.
Thank you.
Music of Domenico Scarlatti on With Heart and Voice. We heard his Miserere sung by the Western Washington University Concert Choir, led by Robert Scandrett. Lancelot Andrew's prayer, Open Thou Mine Eyes, receives a lovely and sensitive setting by John Rutter in our next piece. Eric Nelson leads the Atlanta Master Chorale in this recording. Open Thou Mine Eyes by John Rutter was sung by the Atlanta Master Chorale under the direction of Eric Nelson. You are listening to With Heart and Voice. Though it's been a beloved hymn for many years, Great is Thy Faithfulness is actually less than 100 years old, written by Thomas Chisholm, a minister and insurance agent, in 1923, with a tune by William Runyon. It's based on a verse from the third chapter of Lamentations and is a testament to Chisholm's experience of God's faithfulness throughout his health-impaired life. Anton Armstrong leads the St. Olaf Choir. The St. Olaf Choir sang the beloved hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, led by Anton Armstrong. Claudio Monteverdi's setting of Psalm 112 is next, and is one of his best-loved pieces of sacred music aside from the Vespers of 1610 and his Mass for Four Voices. Beatus Vir is composed in three sections, with the outer two sections actually an elaboration of a piece composed earlier for two voices and violins from his seventh book of madrigals. Beatus Vir, Blessed is the Man That Feareth the Lord, is performed by the choir of the King's Consort, led by Robert King.
Amor in mise
Beatus Vir by Claudio Monteverdi was performed by the choir of the King's Consort, accompanied by violins, sackbuts, cittarone, organ, and violone. All were conducted by Robert King. Nicholas White's beautifully expressive setting of the spiritual Steal Away was composed for the choir of the Washington National Cathedral. We'll hear the choir of men and boys sing under the direction of Douglas Major.
Thank you.
Douglas Major led the choir of men and boys of the Washington National Cathedral in the spiritual Steal Away, as arranged by Nicholas White. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to mark the first Sunday in Lent. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. I hope you'll join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.